what was that? Is what you're probably asking yourself. Well, Kara Cook is leaving. She's going on tour with John Legend, and she's going to be one of the backup singers.
That's not true.
She's going on safari. She's going to go create pottery. She's joining a new Malaysian knife fighting circuit. She's going to Mars, y'all. But enough about her. Let's answer your questions. First one comes from Drew Shirley. Cute name there, bucko. And he asks, how dare you?
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
All right, the old battle axe himself, Michael Haggerty, wants to know, no team has ever won a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Who looks more likely to break this record? 49ers at Levi or Texans at NRG? Come on, bro. Texans at NRG. I think the 49ers could win a Super Bowl in the next 5 or 6 years, but I think it's going to take a little bit of time for them to get back on track. Texans, meanwhile, coming down the track. Today's winning question comes from Philip Henning. He says, if the Texans re-sign Mallett, will it be short-term or long-term? Tremendous question, because one school of thought is, he signed him to that short-term deal thinking, we'll give him 1 or 2 years. If he makes good, then you sign him to the long-term deal. And if he's not doing that great, then you could just let him go. But there's another school of thought that's, let's sign him to a longer-term deal and maybe get a little less money. So I didn't really answer your question, but if I had to guess, I would think it's going to be like a 2-year deal off the start, if that happens. You win. Patricia Mirable has this. She says, single and looking. Dalen Israel Clark. Dear Drew, I watched the show once and you only answered 1 or 2 questions. Why have a show to answer questions to just not answer them? Well, that's on you, Broseph, because you should have watched the show more than once. There have been about 20 Dear Drews. And let's make a deal, you and I. We'll have a handshake agreement through the camera. You send me a good question that is not idiotic, and I might answer it. Doug Emerson has this. Dear Drew, will the Texans bring in an OC this year? OC, of course, means ophthalmological contractor, and it also means offensive coordinator. And the Texans didn't have an offensive coordinator in title last season. George Godsey, the quarterback's coach, and head coach Bill O'Brien, they kind of ran the offense. So they're not, as of yet, bringing in an offensive coordinator or promoting Godsey necessarily, but they're going to do all right. They won 9 games, so just, you know. We got some funny questions this week. Man, that was a good one. And as for Kara Cook, we're going to miss her. She's done a tremendous job here with the Houston Texans for the last 37 years. And Kara, I can't wait to see you. That's a company phone. We're going to need that. So we'll see you next time on Dear Drew.